With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Kevin Dunn, the Get Fit Guy, and I'm back again with your weekly installment of Fitness Facts and Fallacies. So sit back, relax, and enjoy as I explore what primal training is and reveal if I think you should be training like an early proto-human. Now, if you're a regular listener of the show, you'll know that I'm a big fan of defining things by etymology. For me, words have meanings. So what does primal mean? In terms of, you may come across primal movement, primal strength, primal training, even primal diet or primal nutrition. Well, the word primal comes from a Latin word, primus, which means first. Therefore, primal training would or should relate to the movement patterns and needs of the first humans. Now, obviously, the needs of early man 200,000 years ago, when Earth was shared with larger, stronger, and more sturdy Neanderthals who shared the same hunting grounds, were very different. There was that physical competition for resources, and of course, the resources themselves sometimes bit back, saber-toothed tigers being one example. Now, with the advent of agriculture only being 12,000 years ago, it's safe to say that primal man was therefore a hunter-gatherer, and that the functional needs of their survival would have involved running, stalking prey, brachiating or climbing, swimming, throwing, carrying, pushing, pulling. So on the surface, so far, I really like the sound of this. Why wouldn't we want to train this way and respect that underlying primate brain and its natural way of doing things? Well, because like all other types of training you can do, this is going to be something that's taught by an instructor who's gone and done a certificate in primal training. This means we're going to end up in a scenario where instructor bias comes in, where the coach will teach either what they themselves can perform or what they enjoy. But also, these training situations are going to be run in the most profitable way, and that's as a class. So you'll find that primal training is actually going to be limited what you can do in your own couple of square meters of space whilst having to get to share equipment. You're not going to go to the primal class and hunt down a mammoth in the local forest. You're basically going to do what looks like functional fitness or CrossFit, but with odd objects. So instead of squatting a barbell, you'll be squatting a sandbag. Instead of deadlifting a barbell, you'll be perhaps flipping a tire. Instead of pressing a bar, you'll be pressing a log. So we're already beginning to see a problem here, which is that primal training is less primal and more just limited by the same constraints that anything else would be, a HIIT class, a boot camp class, a CrossFit class, space, equipment, and safety. Furthermore, it's also limited by the actual market demands. It's way more primal to go for a long hike, picking some berries as you go, than it is to do a workout of 5 rounds for time, sandbag front squats, box jumps, and log presses. But people generally don't want to come in and be told they're going for a hike. They're training on their way to or from work, and they want the hour of power. Just to leave themselves soaked in sweat in a worn-out heap on the floor, take a picture of the sweat angel for their Instagram, and leave, knowing that they've checked the box, for having done their fitness that day.
Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Nexco, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Nexco, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Give up. Order now at Acura.com.
Meet the next generation of podcast stars with SiriusXM's Listen Next program, presented by State Farm. As part of their mission to help voices be heard, State Farm teamed up with SiriusXM to uplift diverse and emerging creators. Tune in to Stars and Stars with Issa as host Issa Nakazawa dives into birth charts of her celeb guests. This is just the start of a new wave of podcasting. Visit statefarm.com to find out how we can help prepare for your future. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So is Primal Training any better than any offerings out there? Well, I don't know. Maybe. And that's because each gym and each coach will have their own version of what Primal is. I think it's best to just go back to my first episodes here on Get Fit Guy and have a look at how I defined a well-rounded program for health. You have to move in six essential patterns. Core, lunge, squat, push, pull, and bend. And do so in 6 degrees of freedom and space. Surge, sway, lift, pitch, roll, and yaw. Surging is where you're just moving forwards and backwards. Swaying is where we're moving side to side. Lift is up and down. Pitch, roll, and yaw are rotations around the surge, sway, and lift axes. Now, that's primal. Someone can argue all day long that climbing a tree is more natural or functional than doing a pull-up. But that depends on the lens you look at it through. Remember, I've already defined functional as something that meets the needs of one's lifestyle or goals. I don't remember the last time I climbed a tree, but I do remember the last time I did a pull-up. So I can argue that actually a pull-up is more functional because more people are doing pull-ups than are climbing trees. You don't get to just say something is better because Protohuman did it. Almost no one lives that way, and those who do don't have the ability to listen to podcasts. So I would encourage everyone to reflect on if natural truly means functional, and if it's really even possible to train that way anyway. My answer is no. It's unlikely that this is better than any other class option out there. What you're going to do probably won't truly be primal, and the best scenario is to get a coach or to develop your own program based on the 6 degrees of freedom and the 6 movement patterns. But let me know what you think. Have you tried a primal class? If yes, I'd love to hear about your experience. Get Fit Guy is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. Thanks to the team at Quick and Dirty Tips, Adam Cecil, Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchings, and Davina Tomlin. Our intern is Cameron Lacey. I'm your host, Kevin Don. If you have a question for me, leave me a voicemail at 510-353-3104. Or send me an email at quickanddirtytips.com. Oh, getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. And for more information about the show, visit quickanddirtytips.com or check out the show notes in your podcast app.
Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Next, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Biosonic sound experience. And that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Next, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.